And this segment, we're going to start off with Marvin Smith, who is the Vice President of the Black Pilots of America and also Treasurer of the Bronze Eagle Flying Club of Texas, along with June Marsh, who is the Secretary for the Black Pilots Association. Good morning to you both, and welcome to Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marvin, Mr. Smith, and June. Is June on the phone? Okay, she'll be coming up on the phone in just a minute. We also have on board some students in the program, Jeremy Jenkins, Ronald Magia, Darius Longoria, and Jesse Soto. Gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the program. In unison. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, happy Easter. Happy Resurrection Day. What's going on with the Black Pilots, the Black Pilots of America and the Bronze Flying Club? Tell us about those two individual organizations, if you will.
Okay, the Bronze Eagles Flying Club of
Texas. Look close to the microphone.
The Bronze Eagles Flying Club of Texas was an organization that was founded in 1967 by Mr. Pappy White, Jesse Hayes, Elton Ray Thomas, and Mr. Horace Perkins.
Pappy White, okay.
Yeah. And two of them were former instructor pilots at Tuskegee during World War II, during that Tuskegee experiment.
Mm-hmm.
The mission statement for the Bronze Eagles Flying Club of Texas is: we promote aviation to children by familiarizing them through flying events, speaking engagements, participating in community events, and free children's fly-ins, static displays, and tower tours. So we actually do this throughout the state of Texas throughout the year. In April, we fly kids in San Antonio. July, the Jesse Hayes fly-in here in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
October, we fly kids in Waco. And all of that is done free of charge. As many kids as show up, we fly all the kids until the last kid is flown. And okay, we do this, you know.
So what kind of plane do you use? One of those you pedal and one at a time, you know?
No, not quite. All single engine piston aircraft.
Okay.
Cessna, so Mooney's, Cessna's, Cessna 172, Cessna 210s. Even have a member with a Baron, which is a multi-engine twin-engine aircraft.
Yeah, I just flew it. I used to take lessons in a Cessna 172.
Oh, okay.
Back in the day. But anyway, that's great. So how are kids finding out about the program? Because obviously, let me ask you this. How many children, young men, young women, do you serve in a year?
As far as the fly-ins are concerned, mm-hmm, well over 1,000.
Okay.
And it's all through word of mouth.
Okay. Okay, well, we hope we're going to get more word of mouth out there because this is a very interesting opportunity. I had a client this past week, a 24-year-old young man who actually flies for an airline, a charter line. He was telling me how he met Usher. He flew Usher in, and he was all excited. And he's only 24, been flying since he was 18. So I'm thinking, and he was talking about how wonderful an opportunity it was for him as a pilot to be able to see parts of the world that he would never have seen and just be able to develop himself in more than, obviously, geographically, just meeting people and just being out and about. So I would imagine just that alone is a very valuable experience. So how... Okay, now the event that you have coming up is, what is the event? You have a big event.
Yes, on April the 28th from 6 to midnight, we have a scholarship fundraiser at the Red Cat at 7111 Franklin, downtown Houston.
That's the Red Cat Cafe?
Yes, sir.
Okay, right. Okay, we've been there before. Yeah.
And the purpose of this event is to raise scholarship funds so that we may provide scholarships to underprivileged youth to mm-hmm. attend the BPA's Les Morris Summer Flight Academy.
Okay, and that's the BPA being the bronze.
No.
The BPA. Oh, the Black Pilots Association. Okay.
And that's the national chapter of the Bronze Eagles Flying Club of Texas is the local chapter of BPA.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. I think that's a great idea. Let's talk to some of soon-to-be commercial pilots you got here with you. What is your name?
I'm Jeremy Jenkins.
Jeremy, okay. And,
Navy pilot, not commercial pilot.
Oh, okay. Well, fantastic. All right. Maybe astronaut even. Hey, I like that. Okay. Well, tell me about your experience.
Well, I graduated from the Summer Flight Academy 10 years ago. I think I'm the most senior of all the guys here. Uh-huh. We're all kids still, but the experience was awesome. It really provides kids who don't have the opportunity or just don't have the education, knowledge of flying to go up and experience something beautiful. Yeah. Flying is a beautiful thing to be up there in the air. It just introduces them to the art of flying. And also it puts them in touch with a network. And that's really the big thing, is the network of flying. It's a real tight-knit community.
Mm-hmm.
And, so many people that are trying to help young people out, mm-hmm. just putting them in touch with them. And that's the big thing, is helping the young kids out.
So. Okay, Ronald, why don't you tell us about your experience?
Yes, my experience was a couple of years ago. I attended the BPEA Summer Flight Academy. It was an eye-opener. I loved every minute of it. It opened me up to the community, and now that I am an actual private pilot, it's just amazing because I was 17 when I got my license.
You got your license?
I got my
license. Let me see it.
17?
I got my license right here. Yes.
I'm before you
can drive. All right, that's amazing.
And
that's
the thing about it is people always ask me, Ronald, are you scared or anything? But I mean, just like Jeremy says, it's like a beautiful thing, and it's just amazing to me that I just tell them, I can't be scared because I just love it so much.
Yeah. Well, obviously, that's why you have to take your lessons before you go up, so you can understand avionics and understand what you're doing before you get in the cockpit.
Right, right. Yeah. You go through training. You go through all that, all the systems, all the things that go into flying, and it's a great experience. I love it, every minute of it. I love being out there at the airport. It's just amazing to me.
Yeah. When you took your first lesson, did you ask the your instructor for a parachute? I'm just kidding.
I get that question a lot, actually. They're always saying, oh, will I get to wear a parachute or something like that? They're kind of nervous at first. But, I mean, it's a really safe. Aviation is really safe.
Yeah, I had an experience once. I went up out of Santa Monica, and my instructor was trying. We were taking off, and he was trying to calmly tell me that I needed to abruptly bank, but he started off slowly, and he certainly said, bank to the right. We were clung to the path of a 747. And so we had to make an extreme maneuver. That was one I never forgot. But that's very interesting. So at 17, you are a bona fide pilot. Do you go up on a regular basis?
Yes, you try to do it once a week, maybe every 2 weeks, something like that.
You ever take any of your classmates up with you?
I do, actually. I sometimes take them up. Since we're all part of the Sterling High School.
Sterling. Okay, great.
So we all get to fly.
Yeah.
And I also was able to take one of the Houston Airport executives up. She's a Miss Maria Fink. She's a director of human resources for the Houston Airport Aviation System.
Wow!
And I could see that she was a little nervous at first, but I mean, once she got back, she loved it. She enjoyed it.
Yeah, especially this little kid is flying.
Right.
All right, let's go to the telephone. Say again. Oh, the phone number. Oh. Oh, June Marsh, she's on the phone. Okay, very good. All right. We got all these hand cues here. Thought they'd ask me if I wanted more coffee. But anyway, let's go. June Marsh, good morning and welcome to Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
Good morning. How are you?
We are fantastic. Glad to have you on board.
I'm glad, too. I'm in Chicago for Easter.
Oh, did you fly up yourself or did you take commercial?
No, I went on the commercial.
Okay, all right. Well, tell us about your role and what is your vision for this event that you have coming up?
Well, I started with the Flying Club back in 1995, mm-hmm. and I've been the secretary of the Bronze Eagles Flying Club for about 17 years. I started learning how to fly through Dr. Jesse Hayes. And I got some hours in before I got ill. So I became ground crew. So I've been working with the organization, promoting aviation, because I love flying.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a wonderful thing.
Yes.
So
I'm organizing a fundraiser for the scholarship for the Les Morris Summer Flight Academy, and we're going to have a ball. I wish you could come, and everybody in Houston.
Now, where is it actually going to be?
Well, the Bronze Eagles Flying Club, we're having a springtime scholarship fundraiser and raffle at the Red Cat Jazz Cafe.
Oh, I see.
11 Franklin Street.
Oh, okay. I'm looking towards Chicago. I thought it was another event going on up there. Okay. Okay.
I'm home for Easter.
Okay.
All.
So you will be here. Okay, but so you will be here at the Red Cat Jazz Cafe.
Yes, I will, sir. And the tickets are $25 at the door.
Okay, well, that's very important to know. Now, what are the features of the event? Who's going to be performing? What's going to be going on at the
fundraiser? Entertainment is going to be our own Third Ward Steppers. They're going to teach us how to line dance, and they're going to perform for us. And we have our own Bronze Eagle DJ, Master Blaster, Andre Garner. He's one of our club members.
We're
going to have lots of fun, food, and dancing. So please come out, even if you have two left feet. We're going to teach you how to dance.
All right. That sounds like a great idea. And it's for a good cause. That's the main thing.
Yes. This fundraiser is for our underserved Texas students, pre-selected by our Bronze Eagle Scholarship Selection Committee, to attend our BPA Les Morris Summer Flight Academy this summer, which is being held at Texas Southern University.
Okay. Now, how many children or young men or women do you hope to serve
For the Bronze Eagles, we're sending 5 students.
Okay.
And that's why we're raising money, and it's $3,300 per child.
Wow.
And these are underserved students.
Okay.
That are getting scholarships.
Do you ever have any corporate sponsors helping you out with this event?
Sometimes we do, and it depends on our event. We will solicit funds from corporations.
Yeah, sure would be nice to be able to serve more.
We try to get more publicity, but we're just not recognized. And we've been pushing every year to be recognized. That this is really something big and special, but they always put us on the back burner. So we do it ourselves.
Yeah.
We promote it ourselves. Like we have to do, we've been doing it, and we always will.
Okay. Yeah, we've got, let's give that date and time of the event one more time.
Sure. It's Blue Monday, April 28th, 2014, from 6 p.m. to midnight.
Okay.
Tickets are $25 at the door. The address, Red Cat Jazz Cafe, 711 Franklin Street, downtown.
And that's Blue Monday?
Blue Monday. That's what we call Mondays.
Okay.
Blue Monday.
All right. Okay. Well, just hang on the line here. We got a couple of more students that I wanted to chat with a bit. Jesse, now, how long have you been flying?
Hi. I've been flying since my freshman year of high school.
Okay.
Oh, no, sophomore, sorry.
Yeah, you fit in the cockpit okay? You're pretty tall.
Oh, no, I don't. It's really uncomfortable.
I bet it is. Yeah, wow.
You get used to it, though.
Right. Well, I hope you don't have to fly across country, my goodness. Yeah. Darius, how long have you been flying?
I've been flying for about a year so far.
Okay. So you feel pretty good about it? I mean, what are your goals? What do you want to do?
Well, I do feel pretty good about it. I feel like it's going to get me ready for the Air Force Academy.
Okay.
So I can actually fly the B-2s.
Yeah. Now, let me ask, how many hours? Is it still 50 hours for your pilot, your basic pilot's license?
The minimum you need is actually 40 hours.
Oh, 40. Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. And then how costly is that now? I mean, I know when I was doing it, you know, I mean, nowadays I could pay for it probably out of a day's pay, but how much is it now?
Well, it depends on the plane you're flying and how long you're going to take it, but for like an hour, it's like $120 about.
Wow, man, oh man! I won't even tell you how much it cost when I was flying. it was real cheap. Wow, $120 an hour. So you're probably looking. So you're looking at that 40 times. That's still not too bad though.
Yeah, it's not too bad actually, especially with the school paying for it as well.
And I was gonna say, are you all students at Sterling High School?
Yeah. Also, Sterling pays for it.
Ross Shaw Sterling Aviation High School.
All right, our tax dollars at work, huh? Well, that's great. That's wonderful. So how many students are actually in that program over at Ross Sterling?
We have about 40 students in the
40
program.
40 students. Okay, that's great. So now is that like a magnet school?
Yes, it's a magnet program that we have, and currently we're getting a new school. In 2 years, it'll be built, and the entire school will be devoted toward aviation.
Wow.
We already have the pilot portion, which all of these gentlemen have either graduated from or are currently attending. And then we're also going to be offering an A&P program.
Wow, this is really, really great. So obviously you'll be able to, hopefully you'll be able to accommodate more students, you get more publicity.
Yes.
You know, and maybe get one of the, a couple of the airlines to sponsor, get their name on the building by giving up $10, $20, $30 million. You know, I don't know, just a thought. Anyway, well, hey, we really, really appreciate you all coming out today. Any additional thoughts, comments, suggestions you'd like to offer? Anybody, all the young men, you've been having great fun. I know you want to encourage folks to get them. By the way, what does one have to do to qualify for a scholarship? Forgot about that part. What does one have to do?
For the Bronze Eagles Flying Club of Scholarship, they have to make less. The family income has to be less than $90,000 a year.
Yeah.
They have to be 16 years of age, yeah, and then a minimum of 3.2 grade point average.
Oh.
We focus on the grade point average because the camp itself is very, it's very intense. These guys wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning. They wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning. At 8 o'clock, they're in class. It's dividing into two groups. The first group actually goes to ground school, while mm-hmm. the other half goes to the airport at Ellington Field,
mm-hmm.
and we do our training out of Southwest Services.
Mm-hmm.
During lunch, we swap,
mm-hmm.
and so they do that till 5 o'clock.
Okay.
5 o'clock, they go to dinner,
mm-hmm.
and then from 7 to 9 o'clock, it's in ground school.
Wow, this
so
is
it's
great.
Very intense.
So now, are most of your students STEM majors?
Actually, not.
Okay.
The gentlemen in here that I have with me today, while they're all, they want to be pilots, it's also to provide exposure because not a lot of people in the community are even aware of the opportunity.
Right.
And it's more to flying more to aviation than just flying airplanes. You have air traffic controllers, mechanics, airport managers and personnel. So
baggage
they get
handlers.
Exposed to all of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, ladies, there, we had a lady pilot on a few years back, worked for Delta, I believe. So, yeah, we need to have more women, more girls getting involved.
And we actually do have maybe 3 to 4 girls
mm-hmm.
that come every year and participate in the academy. And I must say that the girls are more mature than the boys.
Well, they've always said that. Yeah. That's very, very interesting. Well, this is great. So, June, you still with us?
Yes, I have one more quick announcement.
Uh-huh.
Houston is having their regional annual children free fly-in Saturday, July 19th at Ellington.
That's Juneteenth, okay.
No, July 19th.
Oh, July, okay.
July 19th. And registration is from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. only. We fly kids free from 5 to 19 years old with a full static display, control tower tours for kids 12 to 19. And our food sponsor is the Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity.
Okay.
Don't get jealous.
Well, that sounds great. Thank you so much for being on the program, June.
Sure.
And Jeremy, Ronald, Darius, Jesse, and Marvin. That's right, your website. You want to get that in there?
Go
ahead. Talk to me.
BPAPilots.org.
Okay, BPAPilots.org.
Yes.
Okay, very well. So log on to that, folks, BPAPilots.org. You can say that all together.
BPAPilots.org.
All right, we got it. Okay.